I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for UCLA at USC on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout. There are five Pac-12 games on Thursday night, and one of the contests in the early window is the game of the night, as UCLA travels across town to visit USC. The game tips off at 9 p.m. Eastern and will be on ESPN2, probably with Bill Walton on the call. UCLA is 17-3 overall and 8-1 in the Pac-12 after their bid to run away with this league was briefly stalled on Saturday. Arizona beat them 58-52 in Tucson to give them their first conference loss and their first loss of any kind in their last 15 games. That setback knocked the Bruins back three spots in the AP poll and made them the Pac-12's second-best team by that measure, even if they are still a game and a half better than anyone else in the standings. Fans who haven't been paying close attention probably didn't expect a UCLA-Arizona game to end with both teams in the 50s, but that's not far from the norm for a UCLA team that largely wins on the defensive end. They're the 4th-ranked defense in the country, the 7th-best at forcing turnovers, and the 24th-best at limiting opponents' three-point percentage. They get much more attention, of course, for their work on the offensive end, where Jaime Jaquez and Jalen Clark are both contenders to be Pac-12 Player of the Year. Behind UCLA and Arizona, there's a second tier of good teams in the Pac-12, and USC is one of several teams in it. They're 14-6 on the season with non-conference wins over BYU and Auburn, and they're 6-3 in Pac-12 play after splitting their annual road weekend in Arizona last week, losing to Arizona on Thursday but picking up a big win over Arizona State on Saturday. They'll enter this weekend as one of the first four teams out of the NCAA tournament in Joe Lunardi of ESPN's latest bracket projection. Like several of their Pac-12 rivals, USC is a big team that plays good defense anchored by an elite rim protector. They also have a very prolific guard with the memorable name in Boogie Ellis, who's a pretty good three-point shooter and leads the Trojan with about 15.5 points per game. Several Pac-12 teams have big lineups and plus interior defense, but USC is one of the few that has dynamic scorers outside to pair with it. The first meeting between these two teams this season was a classic at Pauley Pavilion, as UCLA led by as many as 18 in the second half, but USC came back to take a two-point lead in the final minute before the Bruins rallied for a 60-58 victory. USC did a really nice job of forcing UCLA to shoot a low percentage inside in that game, but didn't do a great job of getting the rebound, and UCLA took advantage of second chances. It was a game befitting a rivalry that goes back to 1928. That's our on-the-court preview for UCLA at USC on Thursday. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout.
Hello everyone, Ryan Stevens on the pick and rollout for tonight's game between UCLA and Southern California. The Bruins are 5-point favorites on the road. They had their 14-game winning streak snapped by Arizona on Saturday to fall to 17-3 overall this year. They're 8-1 in the conference, 12-8 against the spread. They've covered 5 of their last 6 following an against the spread loss. They're also 7-2 against the spread in their last 9 games when facing a team with a winning straight-up record. They're 5-2 against the spread in their last 7 road games when facing a team with a winning home record. They've covered 5 of their last 7 on the road and 7 of their last 10 overall. The Trojans won 3 of their last 4. They beat Arizona State by 8 on Saturday to improve to 14-6 this season. 6-3 in the conference, 11-9 against the spread. They've covered each of their last 4 home games and 4 of their last 5 overall. They're also 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 Thursday games. They've covered 7 of their last 8 when facing a team with a winning straight-up record. And in this matchup, the underdog has covered 4 of the last 5. Let's see that trend continue. I'll take Southern Cal plus 5 at home. 130 is the total in this one. The Trojans have gone under in 4 of their last 5 overall and 7 of their last 8 when facing a team with a winning straight-up record. They're also 6-2 in favor of the under in their last 8 games following an against the spread win, and they've gone under in 5 of their last 7 at home. UCLA under in 8 of their last 9 overall and 4 of their last 5 on the road, but over in 7 of their last 8 following a straight-up loss, and 11 of their last 14 following an against-the-spread loss. I think this one gets over 130. That's our look at UCLA and USC. Be sure to check and subscribe to the feed here and check out more college basketball matchups as we break them down right here on the Pick and Rollout. I'm Ryan Stevens. Thanks for joining us.